Now, once upon a time, this long-forgotten secret of the spiritual life was well known, but we have forgotten it. Thankfully, this soul in purgatory in the book, The Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory, reveals it once again to us. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why it's so powerful, as well as some practical ways to put it into practice. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 14 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, to place ourselves more intensely at the service of the souls in purgatory. Let's begin with today's reading. Watch carefully over your interior life. Keep all your small troubles for Jesus alone. He is well able to make up to you for whatever he takes from you. Your life must be one of unceasing interior acts of love and mortification, but God alone must know of it. Do nothing extraordinary. Lead a very hidden life, yet one closely united to Jesus. Jesus wants you to love him alone. If you put no obstacle in the way, he has extraordinary graces to bestow upon you, such as he has never yet given to anyone. So that's the powerful secret to lead a hidden life of continuous mortification. The hidden part is incredibly important, and I'm going to talk about 5 reasons why the hiddenness is so crucial. The first and the most obvious is because it helps us to avoid spiritual pride. Think about this. If you have numerous hidden and small acts of mortification, you're not even going to keep track of them. You're going to forget what they were. You're not going to keep count. And that's going to help you fulfill what Jesus says when he says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You're going to lose track. And that's going to make it significantly easier to avoid pride. The second reason is that since it's small acts of mortification, there's less need for consultation and spiritual direction or for asking for permission. Typically, you do have to consult with someone or get permission if you're religious, if you're going to do some major thing like fasting or self-flagellation or these sort of other more serious things. With these tiny little things, they're not as important in that sense. And in general, it's allowed. It's always a green light to be able to do small acts of mortification because no one hardly even notices them and they don't really interfere with your life. That's actually the third reason. They don't interfere with your life. So, regardless of the type of life that you have, if you're married or single or you're working or you're doing all these different things, they don't get in the way. So you could do everything that you normally do and do these small acts of hidden mortification without it stopping you from doing everything that you need to do. A fourth practical reason is that there's no persecution. Since no one sees what you're doing, no one is persecuting you for your piety. And in this way, you could do this freely, without any stress, without worrying, are people seeing me, are people judging me? The fifth reason is to fulfill what Jesus says, where he says, and your Father that sees what is hidden will reward you. When we exteriorly manifest some sort of act of piety, there's always the danger of that manifestation being a reward. People will see it, you will see it, your family will see it, and everyone will say, congratulations, you're so holy, you're so devout, you're so pious. And then we lose whatever reward our Heavenly Father gives us. And that is what is most important. This intimate life, hidden and seen by God alone, for him alone to reward. Now, an additional reason, so you're going to get kind of a bonus reason, why this is so powerful is because we're flying under the radar, even of Satan himself. Whenever we step into the arena of pride and showiness, that's his arena. When we step into the arena of hiddenness and humility, it's below even what he can see. So we're less attacked by Satan, and we're safe in our Father's hands. Now let me give you some practical things that you can do in your day-to-day. What would be an example of a hidden mortification? Here's a good general rule. Anything that's licit for you to do and not a sin, that's a thing that's valid for you to sacrifice. Okay, now let's go through some examples. Beginning with beginning with the start of your day. Let's say that it's okay for you to hit the snooze button. You can make the mortification of not hitting the snooze button and waking up right on time. That sacrifice, I promise you, God the Father sees it and it moves his heart. There could be certain ways about how we sleep. For instance, you can go to bed a little bit earlier, especially if it irritates you to do that, where you think, okay, let's go to bed a little bit earlier, or you can wake up a little bit earlier, all as small little penances. When you're getting ready in the shower, when you're brushing your teeth, or all these different things, suppose that you like a really nice product of such and such brand with such and such smell. Perhaps you can forego the slightly nicer one, which is not a sin, and you go for the simpler product, which gets the job done because you want to smell good, but it's like that small little penance, and this adds up day after day. When you go to eat breakfast, you can eat simpler foods, not adding as much sugar, not adding as much seasoning to your food, making it simpler to where it's still the same nutritional value, but it's not as pleasurable to your tongue. Again, a small little sacrifice that is worth a lot in the eyes of God. And this could be a similar thing that we do with each and every one of our meals. In fact, Saint Jose Maria would say that whenever we go to a meal, if we don't have at least one sacrifice, then we're eating like the pagans. One of the ways that saints would typically do this is that they would pick the least desirable portion of whatever was being served, and they would leave the nice stuff for everyone else. In the way that we dress, we can dress a little bit simpler. Perhaps we hold on to that old shirt or pair of jeans or something like that instead of going always for the nicest things. We can also, in small ways, avoid thinking, looking, and hearing things that aren't sinful, but perhaps unnecessary. Instead, having a little bit of extra silence in our life where we're really listening to the voice of God. Once you come to understand these small little things that you can sacrifice that no one else will see but God alone, you can begin doing hundreds of them throughout the day, offering them for the souls in purgatory, offering them for the conversion of souls and sinners throughout the world, and of course, always first placing them in the hands of Our Lady. Now let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow on day 15.